And we're live in 3, 2, 1. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another segment of Suburb Talks. I'm your host, Nick Rojeda. Joining me tonight, we have Cynthia Joy.
Hello.
Sahe Guillen.
Hey.
And Maria Lee.
Hi.
To begin the night off, guys, I'd like to say what the fuck.
This is mine.
I'd like to say what the fuck, guys.
Vaccinated.
This is going to be the last time Sage is on a podcast because you guys need to start hitting my DMs instead of his DMs. You guys need to stop calling him cute in the comments, start calling me cute in the comments because I'm getting fucking fed up, bro. Why am I the one who's always on the podcast and no one ever comments about me or DMs me? I'm getting tired of it, man.
I DM
him.
I DM
Devin
you.
And Luke and Owen.
Yeah, I DM you all the time.
Okay, you DMing me is different. I don't want you DMing me.
Why?
I don't want you DMing me.
What's all
I
that?
Don't want you DMing me these weird ass memes of
fine.
Babies with like
deformed like. Don't lie.
You lie. Okay, they're funny. They're funny at times, but I don't want that to be the only thing in my DMs, bro.
Okay, sorry.
My DMs are drier than my eczema on a dry day.
I want to see your DMs after. I've never seen your DMs.
You never seen my DMs?
Dude, you've never seen them. It's actually.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's ridiculous.
It's popping.
It's everyone calling me Short King. Y'all know it's popping. Y'all know it's popping. But other than that, guys, no, seriously, guys, I've been super lonely. Please hit my DMs, guys, please. One other thing, too, before we start, I was thinking about X the other day. You know what I actually.
X.
Remember, we were talking, we had a podcast about X?
Okay,
I actually do have another ick for a girl.
What is it?
I just did it, huh? No. You thought you did it when you walked in or something like that?
No, like just now.
No. I actually have an ick. Girls with no rhythm.
That is big, actually.
Girls with
that's
no rhythm.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, like if I see a girl dancing.
That's just the same way for guys, though, no?
Yeah.
If you see a guy dancing, like, all crazy.
Really? Is it really, though? Like, I
and they're trying.
Well, yeah, if he's trying, he's, like, pop locking a job in and everything. You know, working too well.
Like, I have rhythm, right?
Yeah, you got
yes,
rhythm.
Yes, Nick.
Hell yeah.
You
like you have rhythm.
Yeah, I got rhythm.
Show him your rhythm. Show them how you pop and lock.
Nah, I can't do it.
Nah, now? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Don't do it because I just forgot. If you do that, you might have more girls in your DMs and I don't want that happening. But yeah, I think that's another ick. Girl falling and girl having no rhythm. Like if a girl literally is dancing or something like that, even if she's like drunk and it's like nothing to the beat or like it's just weird, I'll just be like.
What if she could dance well but she can't like dance on you well?
That's fine.
Yeah?
Wait, yeah, that's totally fine. Yeah. As long as she has rhythm, as long as she knows where the beat's at, like, that's totally fine. I don't have an issue with that.
But what if she does it all the time, though?
What?
Like, she just wants to, like, dance on you.
Oh, she wants to dance on me, but it's not good at all? Like,
I
it's
get
not
everybody's
it.
Looking, like, it's a little
like
weird.
Everybody's looking.
See, I don't care about everyone looking. I'm just, like
what if she's looking a little weird? Like, a little, you know that little emoji where people go, like, that one?
the cricket and the grasshopper?
Yeah. Just like that.
And we're in public?
Okay, yeah, what's that cartoon with the glasses? The girl? Megan?
Tina. Fucking Tina, Boss Burger
Girl.
Like that. Honestly, I don't think I'd mind. I think I'd just be laughing, bro. Is it my girl or just a girl?
It's your girl.
I'd just be laughing. I'd be clowning her for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like if a girl's dancing like that and she's bad, it's like she knows it's funny or like she knows it's bad.
What if it's just genuinely bad, though?
Yeah, do they know if it's bad?
Because what if the girl's like, oh, yeah, fuck it up.
Fuck it up, bitch.
She's like.
Have you ever seen a girl do that? Like,
I've seen some girls like not.
Oh, I've seen.
Yeah, it's actually not pretty to see. Too.
I don't think I've ever seen a girl like hit the back thing. Like thinking you know? They're doing it. I don't think I've ever
I've
seen,
seen
a girl
that
like,
bad baby. Sure. Bad baby. Oh, I saw that when she was down. She said it was a joke, but I don't know.
No.
That looked pretty real.
She can't throw it back.
Yeah, no.
I don't think I've seen.
Doesn't it look? Did okay. I don't even mean, but she got a BBL, right?
Yeah.
Does it look like she got a BBL? Does it look like it?
Yeah.
It does. Her booty?
Yeah, like
her
she
booty?
Did something to it. Yeah.
Yeah?
I'm going to keep it a buck.
Let me see it again. Maybe I'm wrong.
Wait, can you guys tell?
No, I was about to say, honestly, I can't tell when a girl has something done.
I could.
Okay, sometimes it's hard to
tell. If it's bad, yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like so noticeable, though. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care. That's fine.
Like, yeah.
Okay, like Black, okay, Black China. I know she's got shit done. You guys know Black
that's
China
like
is? The one who, like...
That's just a lot to handle, though. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Bad Baby, though, I would have never guessed that she got anything done, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, actually.
I think she talked about it, though.
Yeah, I think she did talk about it. Yeah. I think she did talk about it. But I'm just saying, like, her, I would have never guessed that. I'm trying to think.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wait.
Mm-hmm. I'm just bad with it. Or maybe I just don't want to see it.
She actually does.
So do guys care about, like, plastic surgery?
No.
No.
Does it look like she has something done? Like, she doesn't
look
like
it,
right?
It looks like, yeah. I mean, maybe it would look kind of crazy if she put, like,
Why are you drinking my water? Yo, damn, why are you double-handing my water?
She's drinking like a little kid.
Hey, she's breathing into it.
I wasn't breathing into him.
You were double-handing my water, bro.
That cup was big.
Okay, back to the original question. The original question was, what if a girl's hitting the cricket and the grasshopper? That's what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think I would laugh about it. I don't think I would really care.
I think you would, though. I think you kind of would.
I think I would. I take that back. Yeah. I think I would care if we're out in public and she'd do it. And it's not a joke.
It's not a joke.
Have I told her before that she looks like a cricket and a grasshopper?
Yeah, she don't care, though.
She's just like, oh, that's just the way I dance.
Can you work on that?
Dancing?
Don't look at me and ask
that. But, like, people just have generally, like, they just don't have any rhythm.
Oh, you're talking about rhythm?
You can definitely work on twerking.
You don't have to have rhythm to twerk? Twerk sounds weird. Am I driven? The word twerk, I haven't said that word in a long time.
I think you can learn.
Yeah. Just throwing ass. Just say throwing ass. It's way better. It sounds way cooler.
Yeah, it does.
Just throwing ass.
Throw ass all the time.
I don't know. My dad was born with no rhythm. And like my mom used to make him go to like salsa classes. And that man still has no rhythm.
See, yeah. Some people just can't get it.
I don't think so. I don't think some people can get it. Who's that talking
actually,
to?
But actually.
No, man. I was talking to someone about that. They were like, damn, it blows ass. The fact that like I literally can't like. I think it was a TikTok, bro. Someone was like, "Damn."
Who asked me to dance? Daniel asked me to learn how to dance. He's like, "Bro, oh, is it Daniel?"
Nah, Daniel got rhythm. Daniel
got some rhythm. Somebody asked me in the friend group, like, "Yo, you gotta teach me how to like dance." I'm like, "Bro, it was fucking George, bro. It was George." He's like, "Bro, you gotta teach me like how to like how you move." And I'm like, "Dude, I just like do whatever I want, and it doesn't. I don't really care." And he's like, "All right." And I saw him dancing. I was like, "Damn, like
maybe." Nah, okay, so like, when you hit the fucking Dougie, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I saw a fucking TikTok where someone was, like, there was, like, I think it was a white girl saying, like, damn, like, I really wish, like, I knew which steps to hit.
People being bad at the Dougie, that's
funny. That's what I'm saying. No, and I saw some girl, like, try and do it, and she was, like, how do you, like, get it? And she was doing some weird, and I'm, like, what are you doing?
That's why I never hit it.
Wait, let me see you hit it right now.
No.
No, come on.
No, you guys literally just said, I would never.
No, I mean, come on.
In a million years.
I feel like, I definitely feel like me and Sage can hype you up one of these days to hit the
beat. Yeah.
For sure.
We're going to do it.
For sure. Manu's just breakdancing.
That's going to be on the checklist.
Manu fucking practices every day, like from here on out.
I've never seen Manu dance. Ever.
Really?
I've seen Manu hit the white girl dance. I've seen Manu hit the white girl dance.
Oh, my gosh.
What I can't what's the white girl dance again?
What is that?
Yeah.
Hey.
No, I've seen you like hit it like whenever there's music on. We were on the boat. I definitely was like, hey, get it, Mario. She like, for sure. Is there a white guy dance?
I've never. Yeah, my stepdad does it. I forgot what it is. My mom calls it the white guy dance.
The sprinkling.
It's like it's more just like a.
I feel like it's like.
Yeah, I think it's like the more just like that, but it's really weird.
What's up?
Some with the hips. It's got to do with the hips.
I think it's this one, no?
I want to say it is.
I can't think
of it, though. I haven't seen my stepdad dance in, like, years. See, that's hot.
Girls with no rhythm. Definitely a nick for me. Is guys with no rhythm? Like, does it same thing? Like, really? Guys with no rhythm?
Yeah.
You don't like guys with no rhythm?
I don't think I've ever really met, like, a guy with, like... Oh, wait. JK. JK, yeah. It's a turnoff.
It's a turnoff?
I can see that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there is anyone. I feel like Carrie has no rhythm.
Carrie doesn't really have. But he has his little moves that he pulls out every once in a while. Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Why'd you laugh? I've never heard you laugh like
that. Sorry. That's how he hits it. That's how he hits it, isn't it? He does something like that.
He does a little bit of this.
He does like this. He's like. Yeah, he does that too. He's like that one too, bro. And he feels it himself.
He sticks his tongue out.
He sticks his
tongue
out
every once in a while. Yeah.
Oh man,
Jay's just a little sus when he dances though.
I'm into it. Anyways, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and move it on to the podcast. I'm gonna move it on to the questions. First question of the night: how many points does a guy with personality go up on a 1 to 10 scale?
10 points.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Wait. Let's break this down. Okay. All right.
Hold on, Manu.
Back up.
10.
Listen. No, listen.
Why is everyone laughing?
Okay, go.
Who's all right? Hit me with it.
Go.
Because like, I honestly think like personality over everything. But like when you guys are talking about personality, it's like vibe too, right?
Yeah.
Like vibe. Vibe, like, I feel like if you're confident and your vibe is good, 10 points.
Okay, I'm
just automatically attractive.
Oh, I thought you were saying like you add 10.
Yeah, you said add 10 points.
Or do you mean like go like, up to 10?
No, how many points does it add?
Like, let's say, okay, I'm going to give you an example. Yes, no, so I'm going to give you an example. Let's say there's a guy whose face and body is just a 5, okay. Right? And you meet him and overall, like personality, personality, good vibes, everything. How many points does he go up?
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Be real. Oh, he's a five.
Okay. We talked about this. I have the answer.
Okay, speaking on the mic.
If it's like a 5, like it grows.
You might want to swallow that before you. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, if she's a 5, then.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
Okay.
I think you go up like max 5, but then.
So 10. So you're saying they'll reach a 10 no matter where they're at.
So a 5 can go to 10 if his personality is like. No.
I don't know, Maru. You really think so?
An 8 can go to a 10, but a 5 can never go to a 10.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've heard about this. I have.
What do you mean?
I think it might have just been talking with the homies, though.
I feel like we were talking about this before.
We might have, but maybe. I kind of wanted to break it down a little bit more. Yeah, so like, okay, that's basically. Let me. Go ahead. No, take it. Let me break it down into sections, right? Let's say you got a 5. Okay, you meet a guy and he's a 5 overall. Then you meet him and all he is just really, really nice. Okay, does he go up, down, or stay?
5 is very like.
5 is like you just look at him and you're not even attracted to him.
Can I say something, Nick, before she answers the question?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's up?
Niceness isn't everything, though.
No, I know. I'm going to break it down, though, different things. But what are you talking about? 5 what?
Wait, Sage, what did you just say? Oh, yeah, 5.
I couldn't think.
5 is like you're not even attracted in the first
place. Yeah.
Like you're not getting the light of day. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, how could they ever go to a 10?
So 5 is average?
5 is a dude you see at a party and maybe like you just don't really notice him. Yeah, like you're not like, so damn, average. That guy's ugly, yeah. And you're not like, damn, that guy's kind of cute. What'd you say?
Wait, so 5 would be an average? Because you don't notice him?
I feel like I notice average guys.
I feel like, yeah, I notice every girl.
Oh, so below average is what we're talking about.
I don't notice every girl. That's a cap, Sage. Huh? I don't notice every girl at a party.
Really?
Yeah.
I just observe though. It's good to look.
I've met girls at parties, bro, where like I'll see them later on and I'm like, oh, you're so and so. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I did.
I remember faces though. I may remember faces.
I'm not good with faces.
This name's horrible though.
But I remember names, not faces. That's weird.
Really?
How does that work?
I'm shit with names.
When I'm drunk, I'm like, hi. They say their name. I'm like, okay, I know that.
Oh, I don't remember shit like that. It goes through one ear and out the other. Every time someone gives me a name.
There's always some people that I've known for like years and I still don't know their name.
Okay, see, that's fucked up.
It's not that. I just can't remember. My mom's the same way. Like, we just cannot put a name to their face. Yeah.
I can't do that. No, I'm not like that.
Unless your name matches your face.
True.
Right?
I don't know.
Everyone I've met, their names match their face.
If your name was Rick, Nick, I would Rick? Never like you just oh, look like Rick. Rick.
Okay, I thought you said
you
Rick
said
and
I
Nick.
Look like a Rick?
Yeah.
My cousin's name is Rick and he looks exactly like me.
You damn. Just look like a Rick.
That's crazy, right?
My Cynthia looks like a
grandpa's. Rick?
I don't think my grandpa's name is Rick. Name's
Rick.
Mom, I feel like I know what you're gonna say. Everyone says like one name for me, I swear.
Jessica.
No.
What?
Like
Gertrude.
Hell no, dude. That's such an insult.
Whoa, wait, what?
Yo!
What I do now?
Dude, what the
what I do? Who's Gertrude?
Oh my goodness. Who the fuck is Gertrude?
Why did you say, what did I do
she
now?
Said, what did I do?
Because fucking last time with the Pearl Harbor thing.
She's like, who's Gertrude?
I think that's way different, probably. That's yeah. That's a way different topic.
Dude, okay, but it was literally an accident. Because they were talking about something Pearl, so I just said Pearl Harbor in front of Luke, and he took it personally. Like, but anyway.
I forgot about this.
Cynthia, you look like you kind of do look like a Cynthia, but. Also,
do you remember when she did say the Pearl Harbor thing and Luke got pressed?
Yeah. You I don't even mad? Know what we're talking about.
Like a
I have no idea what the hell you guys are talking about.
Okay. Sorry, read it back in.
I have a good one. A Megan.
Me?
Megan?
Yeah.
Looks like, you look really? Like a Megan.
Yeah. Meg?
I don't think I put a name to your face. Like, there's not. I feel like you can have many names.
Something really Meg. Like artsy. Give me something artsy. Like palm tree.
Palm tree?
Okay.
I don't know.
Moon.
Yeah, I can see having like a name like that.
You know my
mood? No, not mood. Okay, I'm not about like everything I said just doesn't add up, bro. And it's not what I mean.
Mood?
I can see God, you be like, bro. Like I can see you being like
the same shit with the drippy red shit. Like I wasn't talking about the same thing, but nobody knows what I'm talking about. Like I just say stuff that I think everybody knows what I'm saying, but nobody knows what I'm saying. Like,
okay, wait, I was gonna say.
No. Oh, just real quick, Mercedes. I can see you being a Mercedes.
No, okay. don't say that. That's a horrible. I know a lot of Mercedes that are like yeah. that are like pretty uh-oh. Trifling.
Oh, they.
They're like that's a pretty weird way to say it. They're just not good girls.
All Mercedes?
Yeah, a lot of Mercedes girls are. Yeah.
How many Mercedes do you know?
I don't want to. I don't want to answer that.
Next question. That's like a pretty name, but I feel like a Mercedes would be like bougie.
You know,
like,
actually, my mom told me that. She's like, if you made a girl named Mercedes, that's not worth your time. I was like, okay. And it's actually added up every time. So.
I don't think my mom ever gave me a name. Like, stay away from a certain name.
Wait, okay.
Sorry,
so
yeah, go ahead.
Moon? My moon's
okay. I didn't mean fucking moon.
My name means like moon goddess.
Cynthia?
Really?
Really? Wait, that's beautiful.
Or like it in Greek mythology shit, Artemis has something to do with like Mount Cynthus or whatever. In Greek, it basically translates to Artemis. Oh.
Mm. Wait, you kind of look like an Artemis. That would have been like a...
That's a pretty sick name.
Wait, isn't Artemis a guy's name?
Foul. No, it's a girl's name.
Who's the guy on Attack on Titan? What's his name? Not Artemis. What is it?
Eren Yeager.
No, not Eren Yeager. What's his friend's name? I forgot. The blonde kid. I'm blanking out right now.
The annoying one. It's not Artemis.
It's no, I know it's not Artemis, but it sounds like Artemis, no? What's the name? I'm tripping out right now. Dude, I'm tripping out right now. Did you watch Attack on Titan?
Nope.
Damn. Armin?
Armin,
right? Okay, sorry. I had a moment. You were going to say something, though, before we started talking about names.
Yes, Moon.
Oh, that's it?
I think so.
Okay, back to the original topic. We're talking about fives.
Yes.
So you're saying that a five, you're still going to notice. That's fine. But you're probably not going to be like, oh, he's cute, right? If you see a five at a party?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you somehow bump into him and all he is just really nice and you guys have a conversation, how many points is that bumping? Just nice.
You just take him as a friend.
Yeah, because if he's just nice, I would just think...
Does he stay there?
Damn, I just said that. I didn't realize what I just said.
What?
You just take him as a friend.
Ooh, and she said yeah?
She said yeah.
Damn.
Oh, wait. No.
No, but yeah.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Like, he's just nice.
I would just be like, oh, he's nice. Actually, it would go up like a couple points. Like, maybe like one or two.
Okay.
2 points.
Five becomes a seven so just because he's nice?
Throughout time,
if he's sweet,
punching in like I'm here, you wouldn't really like notice him.
What do you mean?
Like, okay, so you say that he goes up to a seven if you have a nice conversation. He would have to be a friend for a little while in order for you to be like, okay, maybe this guy's could be the guy.
Yes. Okay. Because you don't really know a person from one conversation.
Okay.
Very,
like you guys, also but you, true. Would you exchange numbers with him though? If he was like, oh, but
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If he was super sweet and conversation went well, yeah.
And he was like, what's your snapper? Can I get your number?
And if the vibe was right. It's about the vibe. It's not about, like, you know?
Yeah.
It's about the vibe.
Got you. What are you saying? Five. Somehow you guys maybe bump. Maybe you're waiting for the bathroom. You guys are both waiting for the bathroom.
Wait, I was going to say something.
Come on.
You got it.
She's like, where is it?
Oh yeah, I have another question.
Wait, fuck. Wait.
Take a second.
Sage, when I looked right at you, I was like, what were we talking about?
Yeah, the friend thing.
They're nice, they're your friend.
Okay, wait, no, I got it. Like, is it just me? I feel like, for me, if there's not, like, immediate attraction,
it's a no-go.
It's probably never going to work out.
If I'm being completely honest, I don't think a girl is going to go from a five to a
she's not for me.
Seven
for
being or nice. Eight. No.
She's definitely not for me.
Okay. I could take them as a friend, though.
I
could take them as a friend.
What if you weren't physically attracted to her at first, and then she was, like, really sweet and nice, and also the vibe was right. Like, y'all connected, and you were like, wow, like, this is a cool-ass person.
I'm trying to think of a situation that I've been in, and that's
never happened. Wait, I'm talking about immediate attraction as in, like, your first interaction, like conversation.
So not you're just, saying not that, just love. Like you're saying like, yeah, let's say the first interaction you have with this person, you're saying that over time, probably there's never going to be an attraction there. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Back to what you were saying. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could find someone really cool. Like we said, like someone who's a five.
Yeah.
I can find her super cool. She's super nice. I think her being funny is a little bit different. Like if I'm chopping it up with her, mm-hmm. I definitely think that raises points. But her just being like a nice, sweet girl and being a five, like I've definitely run into girls like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think it bumps you up. Like maybe I don't think it bumps
I could
you
see
up
how once. Somebody would be attracted to them.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, all right, yeah, that's a good girl for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah. There's definitely guys out there that are like, oh, I'm trying to find like a nice girl. Yeah. Like that, like respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely, but for me, I'm saying that if she's a five, she's probably gonna stay a five, even if she's nice.
Sucks to say, but yeah.
Yeah.
So what about if she's funny?
If she's funny and she's a five,
I don't think so either. I don't think so.
Nah, actually it's happened before where I've like talked to a girl who was like, I didn't really find attractive at first. And then we were just chopping it up. Like she was fucking roasting the shit out of me.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn.
I think you told me about this.
Yeah. I was like, damn, you're kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
And then I would roast her too. And then
what happened
definitely
to that,
nothing, but it definitely went up to a seven. And then I kind of thought about it though. You know,
thought
I
about
was
it.
Like, yeah. Like I okay. came home and I was kind of like thinking about her and I was
you're
like,
damn, no.
Yeah. Like I was like, I bet we'd be chopping it up in my bed right now. You know, not like that. Sexually.
I didn't mean it.
If you were in my room right now, we'd probably be chopping it up and it'd be fun. It definitely, I think that could definitely make you attractive though. Yeah, girl being funny, but that's in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that could happen.
Maybe.
But I don't know. For me, like, looks is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I'm so picky.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally don't think it could be, like, flipped around for me.
Okay. All right, let's do funny guy. How many points does a funny guy go up?
Oh, five.
Five
yes.
points?
If you're funny... Five.
Maru, you are too generous.
Yeah, you're too generous,
stop
bro.
Stop fucking capping.
Yeah.
No, I'm seriously not capping.
I know it doesn't, and I'm worried over here. I'm worried.
Dead ass.
She
if
does think Russell
Westbrook's like,
hot, though.
I can go from five to, Maru, let me
a
name.
A five to a ten.
Let me funny. Name someone who's a five.
That we
right
know?
Now.
That
yeah.
we know?
Okay. Don't say the name, okay?
Oh, yeah. He's a five.
But okay. If he came up to you and was like,
funny as fuck?
Yes.
And he had me laughing the whole night. He could go to a 10.
A 10? Like, there's being, no way.
No, like, I swear, I'm being know. Dead ass.
Okay, 9.
You're saying a 5 can go up 4 points
Wait,
if he's funny.
Fuck, I don't
Dude,
know.
I don't think
listen,
so, bro.
Listen,
I
listen,
don't
listen,
think,
think
so.
About it. Yeah, that,
I know. I love fucking laughing my ass off. But, like, does it mean, like, Nane on, like...
What?
What? Does it mean
you
what?
You do need sleep, bro. Holy fuck.
Does it mean 9 on like my like dating scale or just like person scale?
Person scale.
Dating. Well, no, we're talking about dating.
Oh. Dating.
Yeah, because we're talking about and the intention of
right?
being with
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Like person scale, they could go up to like a 9, 10.
Yeah, anybody
in
can
a
go.
Dating
yeah, in a person
yeah.
scale.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like
but
okay,
a dating
okay.
scale is
yeah.
way different.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, would you let that guy take you out on a date? And would you mean it like seriously? Not like, oh, I feel bad for him or like pitying him. You know what I mean? Like, would you go on a date with this guy for real, for real?
I'm going to tell you straight up.
Tell me.
Like, looks matter, you know?
Looks matter.
Looks do matter.
Because like,
you're going to be looking
five?
At that person every day.
Exactly.
And you're going to have to be kissing that person. You're gonna be looking them in the face while you're having sex. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, no, but are we talking about like as deep as sex?
Yeah. Why would we're talking about relationships?
We're talking about everything.
We're talking about everything.
That goes
we're talking
on.
About everything.
Yeah.
Walking down the aisle.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Walking in on him pooping.
I need a better example of a five. Like,
bro,
a good
we
five.
Can't keep. Oh, yo, bro. Okay.
How tall is he?
Damn.
He's like 5'10. 5'10", 5'11".
Wait, before we go, before we go on to that.
No way, that's a five.
Just because he has muscle?
Just because he has...
I don't know, and he's like tall too.
I thought five was like average.
That's average.
Five is
average.
That is the
like
average
six,
looking.
That's
six,
a, that's the average
seven.
Looking dude.
Okay, I would say he is a little higher than a five.
Really?
Okay,
yes.
That's totally fine.
Damn, I don't
how
know
many points is he going up if he's funny? That guy there. What are you rating him if he's funny as hell? Like if he
well,
was like
giving him a six already.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. We'll do a six. How many points is he going up? Like, if he was as funny as me.
Max 4 points. Depending.
Huh? 4.2 points?
Four points max, depending how funny he is. Like, I think if you're super funny and you have me laughing the whole night, I think you could go to a 10. Like, genuinely. And something like that has happened to me before.
So. Like, you get my type of humor.
Yes.
Oh, does it have to be? Oh, it has to be your type of humor, though, right?
And you guys just have to vibe. Like, yeah. That actually happened to me one time because, like, my first impression of this guy that I, like, met during the summer. What happened?
What?
My cream.
How the fuck am I supposed to know that? What the fuck is that? Sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying, like,
Maybe mine. I don't know.
That's it. That's it. There's no way it's anyone else's.
Who's that one?
There's one right here.
It's yours too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I leave them everywhere.
No one else has Aquaphor here except. Yeah, is it the sorry, baby keep one going, Martin.
Yeah, that's the baby one. That's mine.
I was gonna say, like, there was this one guy I met, and my first impression of him was like, dude, like, so cringe. I was like, oh fuck that, right? And then like he messaged me the next morning, and I still left it on. Right, he wanted to go on dinner, but then we like met up with that group again. Mm-hmm. And this time I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna fuck him. And I did.
But that escalated so quickly.
And it was about the vibe, I'm telling you.
That blew
was
me
that
away.
Too
Let's go.
Fine. You're valid for that one.
That's valid. That's give me some. I mean, so that's why you're saying that's a perfect instance for you though. That's perfect. That's what you mean. Like that dude got raised up. But it wasn't just funny, right? You said it was because of the vibe too.
Matched yeah, everything? It was just like he was just attractive, like personality wise.
Got you.
Was it just sex?
Like, do you guys do anything afterwards?
Yeah, I think we fucked like two more times.
But like, would you want a relationship with him?
Oh no, hell no.
So you wouldn't be seen with him in public? Do you guys have links like that? You just don't want to be seen with him in public?
No, like at that time I didn't care, but then it was
depending
just like
where we are.
He gave me toxic vibes, and
I'm
I
not,
stopped.
Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
No, I was like,
okay. No, I was going to say.
Wait, he what?
So, like, at first, the vibe was right and everything. And then I think we fucked, like, two more times. And then fucking he gave me, like, toxic ass vibes. Oh. Like, just he was, like, lying about shit because, like, I caught it. Like,
so that's why.
Yeah, I was like, didn't you tell me this before? Like, and I was like, okay, this man is just, like, a fucking liar. So stop talking.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's valid reasons. That's a valid reason.
What was I saying?
You guys were saying about having a sneaky link that you don't want to be seen in public.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's say you bring a sneaky link like around, like you guys. She's like, he's like, oh, like let's go get food, but they're just like they don't even mean it in that way. But they're just like, oh, let's just go to like the In and Out right there.
Yeah.
And then like everybody and then really knows. Like, everybody knows you.
Yeah.
And everybody knows him.
You're like drive through, and he's like, no, let's get inside.
Yeah.
This In and Out.
I think drive through is kind of the same too because people see. Yeah. People
that's
see.
Why I said.
This In and Out right here.
That's why I said it depends where we are.
This In and Out. Where everyone's at the spot. Like,
so what's the question?
Have you ever had a sneaky link where you didn't want to be seen with them in public?
No. What does it have to do with this In and Out?
No, just any place that people would know you and that guy.
Yeah, depending on where it's at.
Okay, this In and Out. Like, that's what I'm saying.
People are seeing you.
Yes, people are seeing you. That's what everyone's going to see you at this In and Out is what I mean.
Where it is.
Okay, so depending on who it is.
Oh, they said where it is.
I thought you said where it is.
So depending on where it is, and so you said this In and Out.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying depending on who it is.
Have you ever had someone though?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, Cynthia, so you have.
So you don't care.
Wait, actually, wait. Okay, let me think about.
I don't
this.
Think you're
you guys
getting
don't
it.
Confused.
Yeah, I don't think you. Have you ever had somebody?
Okay, no.
No. Okay.
No.
Where you? Wait. You've never had someone where you didn't want to be seen with them in public.
Mm-mm.
I have.
Okay.
Have you? Can I guess?
Yes.
No. You have
wait,
to?
Wait, you have? Yeah. You have to?
I have.
Really?
Damn. I think it's just, no, it's not the fact that.
Wait, why?
I don't want it, like.
Yes, I'm curious.
Just because I don't want anybody thinking anything. Like,
I don't
want
people assuming stuff.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Maru. Yes. Okay. Wait, let me say this first. Yes. Guys do that. Like, oh, I was, like, shit. With this guy at Brea Mall.
Yeah.
And literally, he was, like, 2 years older than me. He was, like, in high school. And then we, like, saw some of his friends, like, literally across the mall. You know how there's, like, that big-ass thing
yeah.
and there's, like, the walkway? We were, like, coming in. They were, like, going out. He's like, oh, shit, those are my friends. So I was like, oh, what? And then he literally grabbed me and started running.
Okay,
oh,
see, that's excessive.
That's a little.
Yeah. And
you shouldn't be that. At that point, just don't go out with him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
honestly
excessive.
I was so turned off after that. I was like,
yeah.
Anybody would. Yeah.
So you're saying that you had that one experience. You were getting mad at guys because you're like, why do you guys do this?
Oh yeah. So wait, Madhu had an experience too.
You had an experience where a guy didn't want to be seen.
I was actually agreeing with Sage. Sage was saying something like, he was like, oh, you it's not because you don't want to be seen with them, but
you don't want people,
to
think.
Yeah, you're together. Mm-hmm. And I was going to agree with that because there was a point in my life where I didn't want people to think I was with this one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like I should explain or... Yeah, I don't feel like I have to explain myself to anybody. Like, if I were to be out in public with them, I wouldn't want to be like, something like, oh, like, what's up, Sage? And like, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm not.
Yeah.
This isn't anything. Like, I'm just like, just chilling. Like, I don't want to be able to have to say that. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, especially, this is like, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, it's just my homegirl right here. Like, that's fucked up.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, what are you going to say? Like, what are you saying? Like, this is my, and then say their name.
Yeah.
Oh, like, this is Nick, or just
No, this is my Rachel or something like that. I don't know. Like, I don't know, but like some shit like that. I don't know.
I definitely wouldn't explain.
But what I'm trying to say is, I have actually two tangents to go off of that, like two questions to go off of that.
Okay.
And then we're gonna reel it back in. Okay. Okay. So you were talking about first impressions.
Yes.
Do you guys genuinely think a first impression is super super important? Like, do you actually will cut someone off or like someone off of first impression?
Wait, okay. First interaction.
Yes.
It's just when I would know if I'm attracted to them or not.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, like, most likely it would not change.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. I used to think the same way as Cynthia. I was like, okay, first impression is so important. Probably not going to change. But I don't know. Like, shit happens. And I don't know.
Wait, I'm trying to think.
Because, okay, let me give you, like, a situation.
Okay, but
like,
in that situation,
yeah.
The first impression, was it, like, okay or, like, bad? Or
no, like, this man was, like, sloppy drunk, ooh. No rhythm.
Ooh.
Right? Like, sloppy drunk. Like, he was saying some weird-ass shit.
Wait, why are you looking like that?
And then, fucking, yeah, like that. And you were like, bro... And all your friends were like, bro, what was that guy doing? And then the next time y'all hang out.
He's sober.
Yeah, he's like attractive as fuck.
That's what you're talking about. That's the scenario yes. for you. Okay. And you're saying like, nah. If
I mean, sure, but like it's just never happened.
I feel like that's a really big difference though. Seeing someone drunk versus sober and that's your first impression true. Is them drunk. Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's a giant difference. I'm talking about like first impression, sober. Mm. I don't know. Maybe he rubs you off the wrong way. Not, but he doesn't mean to.
Mm.
Or it's just weird or something like that. You get weird vibes. Is that it?
Even if you're not sober.
And it's the first time you meet them?
It would be hard.
And they're like fucking just weird, messy drunk. Mm. It'd be like, it doesn't matter if they're sober. Like, I've seen what you're like, you know?
When you're drunk. Yeah.
Because they're going to be like that.
Dude,
again.
Like, Maru, did you go to broth ever? Like to drink?
I did once with like girls though.
Okay, there was this one guy there. Mm-hmm. Like, I just know his name because he just like always took his shirt off. This was like a restaurant. Like it was just like a drinking hour after, but his shirt was just always off. I was like, bro. And like, if I saw that, like, he's not like an ugly dude,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, six pack and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
No, but like if
I would take my shirt off too. Damn, six pack and everything. The fuck.
No, I
maybe not in a restaurant
totally
like that.
Yeah,
but
in a
okay,
restaurant.
Actually, yeah, that's different. Never mind.
I feel
never mind.
You yeah, it's right. Like, bro, what are you?
At a party, I would yeah, though.
I know what you mean.
I'm taking that shit off. Let everybody know.
Okay. Yeah, and after that, you're like, that's really hard to come back from. Like,
yeah.
You already know what kind of person.
Okay, that yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I was gonna say that I don't think of honestly, in my opinion, I don't think a first impression means shit.
Mm-mm.
In my opinion, I don't think it really means anything.
I think
unless you rub me off, unless you rub me off the wrong way.
That's what I'm saying.
If I get rubbed off the wrong way, that's different. But like,
well, that's there's no such thing as like a really like a actually yeah there is.
If I see a girl sloppy drunk at a party and I meet her, or like the next day or something she's sober, I'm not gonna think like of that night when she was sloppy drunk. I'll probably make fun of her because I saw her sloppy drunk, but I'm not gonna like think that's her whole person, like her whole personality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of what, or like if I meet a girl and she's super weird or she's super awkward, I'm not gonna think that's her whole personality.
But like, even if she is awkward, can't you like kind of read like what like kind of person they are?
Nah, not really. Mm. I've met people that are super awkward, and then later on, once they get comfortable with me, they're like fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, that's like so. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, if I see a girl and I'm like kind of like nervous, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be awkward. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how
mean.
To like really act because I don't want to fuck things up or anything
exactly.
like
yeah,
that. So
I'm saying, like, even if they're awkward, like, can't you just tell like they're just nervous? I don't know. I feel like I can just tell.
Yeah, I think so. I think you probably can, but I think it also wouldn't be the best way to like be known, like have that first encounter like that. You know what I mean? Because then they're just gonna be like, oh, he's kind of weird. Like he's a little weirdo.
I feel like it's more. I feel like it's more pressure on the guy. Because I feel like if a guy's awkward or like shy, a girl's not really gonna want to stick around.
Yeah, because then another guy's gonna come along like a hella confident, and like they're just gonna get her. Like it's.
I feel like there's a lot more pressure on the guy because that guy's got to like, he's the one who's got to like engage and stuff like that. So I feel like that's why you're probably saying that the impression, the first impression matters a lot more.
Yeah.
Because like, I feel like with guys, when you think about it.
Yeah, I haven't been like, I haven't like.
It doesn't always have to be like that. I feel like that's what's wrong. Like.
No, I don't think it should be like that.
Yeah,
I don't think
it should be
like
yeah.
that. But I'm saying like, can't you agree that it is kind of like that though? Like,
because I mean,
people kind of see
fucking,
guys like
the,
that.
He's gonna pick her up, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to pick, that's why I haven't spent any game at a girl in a long time, just because I'm just mad awkward, like, when at first encounterment.
You're shy.
I'm not gonna get their attention by the way I'm talking, like,
exactly.
I'm gonna try to impress them by the way, like, I look, because I'm not, like, personally, I can't get off that first interaction like
that.
And they'll have to be around me, like, in a group. That's how I try to, like, kind of get them, like, just have them, like, be around, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
See how I am with the homies and, like, all, like, that kind of stuff.
Because
I'm just very awkward like that.
My first impression of Sage.
Oh, God, I don't think that.
Let me hear.
No, it was actually like that. It was the first time I actually remember, like, meeting you was, like, at Max's.
I was going to say, I do remember that night.
I do.
I was just
looking at those pictures that night, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that's funny you said that.
That was, like, the first night we, like, actually met.
Yeah.
And you were so shy. I was like, oh, he's so shy.
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
I got the same vibe.
When we're out, like, I can see how people would think you're, like, shy. Mm. But, like, I see you, but I don't see shy.
Yeah.
It's not shy. It's
like, when we're all together, but that is true. Like, when we're all together, bro, you're, like, you're not shy at all. Mm. Like, you ain't scared to, like, be you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what were you going
to say? I was going to say, like, shy boys are attractive, though. Like,
You kind of like the guys who are, like, the wallflowers, right? Weren't you saying that you kind of like the guys who are low-key, not really, like, the life of the party?
Honestly, if you're attractive, you're attractive. It doesn't have, like, you could be confident and attractive, you could be shy and attractive.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's about your vibe.
And shy and confident and attractive.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You can be that, too.
Okay. But going back to it, you also have to agree, you have to kind of agree with me and Sage, though, about how there are, like, there is some pressure on the guy to, like, keep a conversation going with a girl and, like, not make it awkward. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause like you get what I mean? Cause it's kind of like that. Like, it's always like the guy's trying to get the girl out of their like shell. Like, that's kind of what it, like, we gotta impress y'all. It's not really like y'all don't really have to like impress us as much, I feel like.
How do girls impress you then?
If they talk to me. That's it.
And bear with my awkwardness for a bit, and then I'll be fine.
I'll have them ask me questions. That impresses me. Usually it's just like rapid firing questions.
Yeah, see, like, I personally, I don't know what to say. Like,
yeah.
Even in text, like, bro, I've noticed that I have no fucking game when I text because I don't know what to talk about. Like,
I got no game over the
phone. Then I just lose that connection. I'm like, fuck, I lost another.
Yeah,
like,
I got no game over the phone.
Yeah, I can't.
That shit's trash.
I don't even know how to work on that, actually. It's crazy.
I feel like I'm the opposite. Like, I can't talk to people, like, in real life, especially if I'm really attracted to them. But then, like, through text, I'm, like, really good at carrying conversations, which isn't good. I need to fix that.
I can't do that. I have way more confidence in my game face to face than I do over the phone.
Mm.
That's it. I don't know. Yeah, because I'm super sarcastic, and I feel like a lot of people don't get my sarcasm through the phone.
Yeah,
like they're kind of like,
yeah, you can't really tell.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're probably like, this guy's fucking weird as shit right now.
Like, Nick, some of our texts are probably so sus. Like, if someone read it, like,
yeah, exactly what I mean. Like, if someone probably think we're probably mentally deranged or there's something wrong with us. No, I'm serious, bro. Same thing with us, dude.
Yeah,
same thing with us. If someone read it, they'd probably be like, this doesn't make sense.
See, but then I said, that's the way I talk to other people though. Like, that's the way I talk to them,
and
they don't understand like my. Like, the way I talk and, like, the way I fucking send pictures and shit. Like, they're not used to stuff like that, so it doesn't go off in the right
place. How does Owen think I speak?
Wait, what?
Remember Owen said that I talk, like, a certain way? Do you know how many times I've talked to, like, a girl and they're like, what'd you just say? Like, they'll ask me to repeat because I talk fast. And I low-key mumble sometimes.
I mumble a lot.
Like, I definitely watch what I say when I'm on the podcast. Like, I definitely try to enunciate more. But when I'm, like, talking face-to-face with people, like, when I have a conversation with me and Seth, my mom used to tell me, like, you guys speak straight gibberish. Cause like me and Seth literally speak like that.
Seth speaks fast.
Yeah, like we literally will speak to each other like no, like that. And it's crazy. Like I've heard us talk like over video. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, I don't even know what we're saying. Like, I don't even know what the fuck we're saying, bro.
I never noticed that about you, Nick, though.
That I talk fast?
Yeah.
I think you guys are just used to it.
I'm just used to it now.
Seriously. Like, I think that's just what it is.
You do talk pretty fucking fast.
Sorry.
No, but it's not like a thing you need to fix. But it's like, slow it down. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing.
What were you gonna say? Is that a bad thing?
No, no. I was just gonna say it's better than talking slow. Mm. Some people talk really slow, like really slow.
I just try and get my point across as fast as possible. Like, I'm like, don't interrupt me. I'm like, don't fucking interrupt me.
Yeah, that's the way you are, though.
Let me get this thought out, you know, like that. I just don't want them to interrupt me.
Yeah.
But, okay, other than that, though, to move it on, I actually have, like, one question that me and Cynthia were talking about the other day. Do you guys have people that, like, you genuinely enjoy their company? You like them as a person? Not necessarily like in a relationship. It could be a guy or a girl, like same sex or opposite. Hold up, you'll see. like you enjoy their company. It could be a friend, whatever, sneaky link, blah, blah. But you don't want to be seen in public with them.
Oh.
Because you don't want people, like you don't want to be associated with that person. But you like them as a person. Do you guys have anyone like
Wait,
that?
Wait, you just like contradicted too many things.
Like you, there's someone.
I was like, yes.
Yeah, no. At first I was like, yeah. And then you said.
There's someone whose company you enjoy. Like you like talking to them. You know, like you like kicking it with them one on one, something like that.
Okay, like a sneaky link that's platonic.
No, what?
What do you mean? You've never had a platonic sneaky link?
What the fuck is that? What the fuck is a platonic?
That sounds crazy. I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard. That sounds foreign to me.
You just like chill.
No.
You just chill with them?
Yeah.
I guess that could be what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Like a chill nap, and not do anything.
A come over and nap.
No.
Wow.
And not like.
I'll be pissed if somebody hit me up and do that. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? I'm leaving, dude. What the hell did I come over here for? I could do this shit at home. The hell? Deadass.
I can see you like be walking in and seeing her like
I've done
be
that,
like, man,
bro.
What the fuck?
No, yeah, deadass. That's happening like one time. I remember like I was out with her and it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And I was texting her and I just got out of a party. She's like, oh, like, come through. Like, come to my house. Like, it's just like, it's just like my grandma here. She's like in the other room. I was like, all right, that's fine.
Oh,
chill.
That was there?
Yeah. Mm. And she was showing me going over and I was like, okay. And then, like, we ended up just like kicking it in the front for a minute. And then I just started making a move and she's like, oh, okay, like, let's just go inside. And I was like, all right, cool. Go inside. We chill, like, on the couch for like a fucking minute. And I'm like, why am I still here? I was like, why am I still here? And I was like, okay, are we going to do... I asked her, I was like, are we going to do anything? Or like, am I just going to be here? And she's like, honestly, we're probably not going to do anything. I was like, okay.
So she just wanted to hang out.
Yeah.
But Sage, I'm talking about someone you're hella close with.
Yeah, I was hella close to that person. She was like my best friend at that time. And we were like sneaking things, I guess.
Damn.
But like someone you can just vibe with. That's
I was vibing with him.
Or like,
what was so bad about it? It's just like the sex part you were. Expecting.
It was like I was expecting just.
Yeah, so
I
someone
was drunk
you don't
and,
expect.
And like she's
oh,
drunk and like
different.
It was like.
Okay, so that's different. All right, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yours though, you're saying that your platonic sneaky links, you don't want to be seen in public with. Is it the same thing? Because you don't want people assuming that you're together.
Wait, I don't care going in public with them.
Okay, well that was my question. Like, is there someone that you like as a person,
said,
but you don't want to be seen in public with them because you don't want people to associate that person with you?
No, I just won't associate myself with those kind of people.
Next question. Is there a difference between a guy asking for your snap versus your number?
Yeah, yes. For sure.
What's the difference?
Number is so much better.
Yeah.
If you ask for snap.
Yeah, like what's the vibe on the two?
Snap just has like certain connotations like, that's, oh. He just has Snapchat.
Like, want to keep in touch?
To add a bunch of girls, yeah.
Oh.
Or
oh, wait. That's
my, oh, like, that's contacts get left in Snap, you know, like, messages get deleted in Snap so he can kind of, like, say whatever he wants type stuff?
Mm.
Or, like, what do you mean?
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah. Like...
You get me?
You're not going to be, like, texting randos, you know?
Oh. That, okay.
But, like, on Snapchat, it's more, like, social. Like, you can swipe up or, like, stories and
got
shit.
Got you.
Yeah.
So, you're saying the difference between the two is one.
I feel like number, like, they want to take me out on a date. Like,
it's more intimate.
They want to get to know me. Yeah.
It's more intimate.
Yeah.
But Snap is not, like, Snap, you're probably
Snap
thinking,
is like, you're cute.
See them around. Like, see them. You know
what
I mean? Just see
them.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're chopping it up with a guy at a party, and he asks for your Snap. Are you being, like, okay. This is a little weird right off the bat. I don't think so.
No.
You're not thinking it's weird, right?
No.
But are you going to like kind of like assume?
Or I'm just, yeah, I just carry certain.
Would you be like, damn, I wish he asked for my number?
No. No, 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 because sometimes I'm just like, I don't want to give you my number.
Exactly. That's so true. Then, that's so true. Then, isn't it safer to always ask for the snap?
That is true, but yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't we contradicting ourselves here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get what you mean. A number is definitely more intimate. Like, if I'm asking a girl for her number, it's definitely way more intimate.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm ever asking a girl for her number because I always feel like that's a little creepy.
Because it's more intimate, it's just like, it can go both ways.
Exactly. So I'm saying, isn't it always better to ask for the snap then? Think about it.
Shoot your shot.
Wait, do people use Snap to communicate? Like, that still?
I do.
I don't.
I don't know.
You just don't be hitting up anyone.
I don't know.
Really?
I hate using Snapchat.
I don't text nobody.
So for you, is there like a difference between a guy asking for your Snap and your number? Is it the same thing you were talking about?
Especially if you're like over 22 and you still have Snapchat. Ooh. And like you be asking for a girl's Snapchat.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's just like,
I'm not gonna ask a girl for a Snapchat if I'm at a restaurant, probably. You gotta
I use Snapchat, but like I literally only Snapchat like my closest friends. Yeah,
same.
Yeah. And so if I'm like Snapchatting like new people, like older guys that I meet, that's weird.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're saying like if I'm having a good ass vibe with a girl, ask for her number, not her Snap.
Or should that be like a question like, hey, would you mind if I get your number or your Snap?
Ooh, that would be good, yeah. Can depending on the girl,
if you really,
it's good ass vibes. First time, yeah. Good ass vibes.
Just get her number.
Yeah,
I can just shoot my shot.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
Just get the number. She's not gonna be like, oh. What if she says like, oh, can I give you my Snap?
Just add in like a little thing and be like, hey, do you mind if I get your number? If you don't feel like comfortable with that, then I can get your Snap too. That's cool.
Or Instagram.
Yeah. Or honestly, something. Yeah.
No, show her your TikTok.
Get their number.
You got TikTok? Check me out. Add me on TikTok. Okay, that makes sense. All right. I just want to ask that real quick.
That's a weird thing to say, though. Yeah. Yeah. Nerds also
need to add me on TikTok. Honestly, you just ask them for their number, and then, like, they're responsible to tell you if they just want, like, social media. Yeah.
Honestly, it's
always good to start with the number. Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if it was creepy or not to, like, ask a girl for the number.
Because I have just said, like, oh, like, Instagram.
Okay, so even if you were into a guy but not all the way into the guy and he asked for your number, you'd not curve him, but you'd be like, oh, like, I can add you on Snap.
If I was, like, into the guy, I would give him my number.
But if you weren't sure, but he was still cool.
Yeah.
Snap.
Instagram.
He asked for your number.
Instagram.
Really? Not even the Snap? Damn.
That's what I'm saying, because I literally only use Snapchat to, like,
okay,
send stupid pictures to my friends.
Okay. If she says Instagram, I probably wouldn't even add her.
Yeah, same. That's why I'm like, you telling me to like get your Instagram. I'm like,
really?
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, thanks. Like,
wait,
I'll just
okay.
Close yeah, because what? Because that just means like, I feel like she's like genuinely closing the door on me.
Yeah.
By saying,
wait, Instagram. So it'll be like, can I get your number? And I'd be like, Instagram. And they'd be like, Snapchat. And then I'll be like, okay.
Actually,
I don't think I'm bouncing back and forth. Actually, I'm like,
That seems like a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. What's that? Wait, do it.
That seems like getting the Snap with extra steps. Okay. Look. Can I get your number?
Instagram?
Snap?
See, okay. That's just kind of weird. That is weird.
If a girl says after you ask her for her number, she's like Instagram, she's not that interested. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. There's no way you're giving a guy that you're interested in your gram and not your Snap.
That's what I'm saying. But if
it's weird, how's the story again?
I don't know. I don't know how to work this new phone. Yo. Hey man.
Just wondering what you're up to right now.
I'm shooting a podcast right now. Where are you?
I just got off of work, man.
You want to come over?
Yeah, man. You read my mind.
Okay. But the only thing is, bro, once this podcast is over, y'all got to go because I do need to study for two exams and Daniel's not here.
Come on, man.
No, I got two exams. How far were you? No, you're not my platonic sneaky link. Okay, so who here is familiar with love languages? Yes.
Me.
Okay, how many are there?
There's a list?
Five? There's five, right? Five, there's words of affirmation.
Oh.
Touch.
Touch.
Quality time?
Gift. Quality time, gifting, and then what's the one where you do stuff for other people?
Acts of service.
Acts of service. Okay, my question is, what do you guys think is the two worst love languages to have when you're in a relationship?
Gift.
So one person is one way, and the other person is the exact opposite. Like, which would you say is like the two worst ones to have?
Oh, like if you guys were in a relationship and...
You get what I mean? Like, which would be the two worst...
To have it, okay, yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, which would be, like, the two opposites? Where, like, you guys would probably get into a lot of arguments, or, like, it'd be really
words
bad.
Of affirmation.
And touch. Who hears touch?
Me, over words of affirmation.
Is anyone words of affirmation?
Ooh, that's just, like, saying I love you.
I love you, like, all the time. Okay. Yeah, I think that's me. Would you two get annoyed if...
Not even, like, I love you. I feel like a lot of couples just say that. Just, like...
Like what?
Like, I care about
like
you.
Compliments, just...
Just reassurance, basically. Yeah, reassurance,
okay.
But like a lot.
Okay. Would you guys care if, let's say she never like touched you like that, except, okay, anything like that, but she always like did reassure you that she loved you and all that stuff. And would you care if he never said though?
Oh, wait, Sage, huh. You wouldn't care?
No, I would care.
Oh, you would care. She never but she always said that.
That wouldn't work out, yeah.
Really?
Wait, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, I feel like it'd be worse on Maddie's part if she's words of affirmation and Sage never said anything to reassure her, and all he wanted, like, and all it was like physical touch.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like it'd be worse going Maddie's way.
No, though. But listen, because physical touch, I think, is my second one, so I would be fine.
Oh, you would be fine with it. You wouldn't though.
No, wait. That's why it's you wouldn't be fine because it's your second one.
Wait, what do you mean? If he never
like the second most important. So like you never, need that too. Yeah. If he never.
Oh, like, did any like touching much that much? He didn't really like. Then yeah, I would care because that's my second one.
He is touch though.
Yeah,
his words of affirmation or his love language is touch.
So I'm saying no. So if
but it wouldn't work out that way though because she has the same thing.
I'm lost.
No, pretend Sage is.
What the fuck? I know what she's saying. You're having a problem if your partner is words of affirmation, and she never touched you.
Yeah.
You're having a problem, or you're saying that you don't care if yours is words of affirmation and your partner's touch.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me.
He never really reassured you though with anything. He was just kind of like, that's what I mean.
Oh, like if he didn't
all he was just physical touch.
Oh, and didn't reassure me?
Yeah.
No, because my number one is acts of.
So you would care.
Words of affirmation. Wait, I think mine was like acts of service was pretty high.
Mine's definitely acts of service.
Yeah, acts of service was like high up there.
Define that again for me, please.
Just doing things for the other person. Like coming by, maybe doing their laundry or fixing something that needs to be fixed.
Helping
like,
with homework.
Help you with
Wait,
homework.
I actually took that. Mine was physical affection. I remember I took it. The like quiz thing.
I took it too.
I didn't take a quiz. I just know that it's acts of service. But you're saying, wait, what was yours?
A physical affection.
So touch.
Yeah.
Is yours?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have a problem if your partner never wanted to like touch you, but always reassured you that they loved you and that they care about you and they compliment you all the time?
Yes, it would be a very big problem.
Yeah. Huge problem.
Fucking hug me.
Yeah, bro. Like, come touch me.
Come spoon. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Come big spoon me.
Yeah. Come be my little spoon.
But you're saying those are I feel like those would probably be the two words to be like touch.
I was going
to
say something. Oh, like, PDA.
What about it?
I don't care.
But have you been with a guy who was like weird about it?
Like weird about PDA? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Isn't
but then
weird?
My second one was like so okay with PDA.
Okay, what do you think about it? I think it's weird when they think it's weird.
Yeah, I think
like,
so
like super weirded out by it.
Yeah.
Like
oh my God, like we can't hold hands in public. I think that's weird.
I get kind of weird with that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
Why?
Like.
Why?
Exactly.
Well, Nick, you never had a girlfriend
though. Okay. That's probably the other thing.
You'll develop that when that's
true. That's with just sense. Like a sneaky link, it's different.
Yeah. I'm like, it is a lot different.
Sage, did you ever like when you had a girlfriend? Like, did you ever get weirded out about like PDA?
No,
does
we
have to
loved
be crazy?
It. I should speak on it. You know, we were like.
Getting it on in the bathroom, right? Yeah. In the stall?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
The parking lot?
I low-key be judging people that be doing crazy PDA, though. Okay, too much. How crazy?
Yeah, how crazy?
Like, you know, people can see us, like, doing stuff.
Wait, so, like, were you guys that couple in the halls?
Ow!
Were you guys?
Oh, it's like...
Yo! At school. We're talking about at school.
Yeah, at school. Yeah.
The high school too.
The high. They were. No, Sage was one of those.
He was savage. I remember you talking about it in the podcast. He was savage. Yeah.
It just gave me a little thrill. That's why.
Yeah.
A little thrill in school.
I feel that. Not in school.
I don't care. I just do whatever I want.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck what people think.
And she liked it too. She was well up for it. I was like, perfect.
There we go.
Damn, I want a girlfriend.
I think that's why I developed that.
Oh, because of high school?
Done that if, no, just like in general. Like, I don't think I would have developed that out of a relationship rather than being in one.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, being in that relationship, like, made me realize that I liked it.
Oh, okay, okay. I get what you mean. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that's all I wanted to ask real quick. Those would be the two words.
Can I get in trouble for saying that?
Nah.
No?
Okay. Nah, you wouldn't.
Like, is this broken?
I don't know, man. Stop fucking with it. Back to love languages, though. So those would probably be the two worst to have. Touch and words of affirmation, right?
Mm-hmm. Two worst to have?
Yeah, like if you're in a relationship. If
one doesn't have the other.
Oh, okay.
Those are probably going to be the two where you're probably going to have the most conflict, right?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. We can either wrap it up here or I can ask. No, we can wrap it up here, actually. We're going pretty far.
It's just, I want to see your last
question. We did have a lot of cutouts, though.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Okay, I'll have one last. It's kind of deep, but it's also not kind of deep. Would you guys say that you're a why or a why not?
I knew you were going to ask this one. I was hoping you'd ask this one.
Are you guys like a why or a why not type person?
A why.
I think a why.
Why not?
I'm a why not for sure.
Why not?
But like, to an extent though.
Okay, but look, so yeah. I was talking to Sage about it a little bit. I was like thinking about this earlier and I was like, definitely why not,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, hell yeah, why not?
But I was thinking about it. I was like, sometimes I just be like overthinking shit. I'm like, why? Or like I overanalyze everything before I make the decision. Mm-hmm. Or like pros and cons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make you a white person.
No, not necessarily. If your first instinct is why not, and then you
But
go
it depends
over,
on what the question is also.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like every time you guys ask me like if you guys tell me like let's do this or
oh, like the first
my first thing is okay, why okay, okay. First thing I'm asking is why not. If I'm like, oh wait,
like why wouldn't I be able to, like why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like yeah. If you guys are like, bro, like let's go do something on a Tuesday night, my first thought is why not, and then I'll be like, wait, I have to edit or I do have to do homework, right?
Yeah.
But why people I feel like are like, why would I step out on a Tuesday fucking night, bro? You know what I mean?
Wait, that sounds so bad.
What?
Never mind, I changed my answer. I would be a why not. Because, like, really? That's not my first thought. Like, if someone asks me, like, hey, like, let's hang out. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
And that's what I'm saying. That's a why not type person.
Oh, yeah, then why not?
Give me a situation that I would be like.
So, anything. Let's say, okay, I got one. Okay. Let's say a girl, right, asks you out on a date or something like that, or wants to get your number or something like that. Anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't really find her attractive, would you ask yourself,
I'd be like, why would I do that?
Exactly. I would ask myself, why not? Like, why wouldn't I go out? You know what I mean?
Wait, like, but that can also make you like a pessimist. But at the same time.
Wait, I'm a pessimist for asking why not? Or he's a pessimist for asking why?
For asking why not? Because why? It's like, oh, this girl, this girl's like, hey, like, let's go out.
And I'm like, why not? Like, let's
do
it.
And if you're thinking like, why not? You're thinking of like, reasons of why not to.
No, I think you got the question a little bit confused.
No, it's yeah it's,
okay, okay.
It's getting
when I say okay, look, when I ask the question why not, I'm talking about like scenarios, like stepping out, doing stuff, doing specific things. You get what I mean? Like I'm trying to think of something besides us stepping out.
Yeah,
like
because that I would be like, why not? That is one thing I would
right
say,
I'm trying to think of a scenario where you'd be like, besides stepping out, I'm trying to think
I
right
feel
now
like I'm like, why? Wait. Because, okay, let's think about, I don't know why this popped up in my head, but I'm deciding on whether or not I should go study abroad in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, next term.
Okay.
So you're thinking, why not?
No, I'm thinking, why? Because I'm thinking about, like, oh, if I go, it'll help, blah, blah, blah. Like, why am I going?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
I feel like you're saying, like, or you're thinking about why not is more just, like, spontaneous. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, down and, like, spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, a lot of times I'm asking why about, like, my decisions.
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying, like, if I have, like, a big life decision, like, I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think of something besides, like I said,
okay, that's out, like a pretty big life decision.
Just going abroad. Yeah, I would definitely think to myself, like, why wouldn't I go? You know what I mean? Like, I'm 100% on board. Now I'm trying to figure
but
out
why. But that's also I how go. I think, too. I'm
yeah. Like, a why person, though, I feel like a why person is thinking, I don't want to do this. Convince me to do it.
Oh, okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? I feel like that's what I mean by a why okay, person.
Putting it into
I
don't
think
simple
it's that you
terms
don't
want like
to do it, but I think it's like you're just giving yourself, like, what is it called?
Excuses? Like closed doors.
No. I'm saying like, no, hold on. I'm giving myself points on why I would go. That's not a why not person. That's a why person.
Yeah. What Sage said.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. A why not person is 100% on board, but they're giving out points on why they should not go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes
okay,
more
okay,
sense.
Okay.
Okay, so who's the pessimist in this scenario
okay,
then?
Okay, huh. The why... Question. Fuck.
Is there a pessimist?
I'm sorry, I have no idea what that means.
like a negative person. Who's the negative one?
I don't think there's a negative. It works both ways.
Because I'm trying to, because I'm labeling the points on why this is a bad thing.
Would be the pessimist just because it could be like, yeah, it could be bad in some situations.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, how he said it, are you still a why not or are you still a why?
I don't know, man. It can go like.
Either way.
Like, yeah, why not? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Or it's like.
I think I'm asking myself more so the why not question than I am asking why. Most definitely.
But like, that's more about like. Going out shit.
That is true. Even with starting this channel though and all that, I was kind of just like, when people told me to do it, I was like, why not? You know, I wasn't really thinking like why should I? You know, I was more thinking like, why not? Like, I got the time.
Damn, you just got up and did it.
Yeah.
See, that has a lot to do with it too.
What?
Like, actually doing it.
Yeah, I heard something about people saying that a lot of people don't want to start.
Oh yeah, like, I start dream. A million things.
Or like a dream, or like their work on the side or something like that, because what did I hear? They were saying something like
they're like pressured or like nervous.
Yeah, like they're nervous that it's just gonna fail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have a bunch of homework, you don't wanna start it right away because you feel like it's gonna come out bad or something like that. Or if you have a dream that you wanna chase or something like that, you don't wanna start it because you're scared of failing. Right. Yeah. And I feel like that's why I'm always asking why not and not the why. Because I feel like people who ask the why, I feel like people who ask the why, like why I started a YouTube channel, they're thinking like, oh, this might fail. You get what I mean? Or like chasing a dream. They're thinking like, why chase the dream now?
No, because that could go for a career too. You could be like, because like same thing with me right now. I'm like, why am I going to college?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this? And for me personally, I don't have a career that I don't have a mindset of a career that would take me in college. So I'm doing the electrician thing. So I'm like, why would that help me out? Why am I gonna do this?
Yeah.
Why am I gonna? Yeah, it's just like that. It's like, because I'm more of an outdoor kind of person, and like, I want to do work.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get what you mean. So that's why you're saying you're a why person.
Uh-huh.
Madi, you're still sticking with why? Why not?
I'm gonna stick with why.
I think I'm looking at life through the why not lens.
But let's say we're looking at you're just looking at. Oh wait, no, that's good.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
Nice.
Nick is looking at this like in the perspective of like going out, mm-hmm. like literally only.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I think we're all why not then.
Plans.
I feel that, like we're all why
sure.
not.
So like for that, would you be why not?
About plans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like going out.
Now that I have a job, I'm more of a why.
No.
Yeah, because the other night, or like I probably won't be able to go to that party
because
I have work in the morning. You know what I mean?
Okay, that
so
makes
I'd be
sense.
Like, why would I go?
To wrap up the why or why not, though, I think Cynthia's right. I think I am just looking at it at stepping out. I think I tried getting way too deep into it, and I don't think it was that deep. I think.
Okay, but I would say I'm a why not.
I want to say I'm a why not.
Really?
I'm going to say I'm a why.
Mm-hmm. But like I get the why, like yeah. I could be.
I feel like yeah. why people are nah. Never mind. No, nah. I'm really just back to stepping out again.
Oh okay.
I'm gonna keep relating it back to stepping out. That's yeah, literally
exactly. Like you're not down.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that's what I'm thinking. Like that's literally what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
Like the voice in the back of my head is calling me a pussy if I don't step out. Unless I have shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's how I'm thinking. But anyways, though, guys, this podcast has been a little bit all over the place. I don't know how much I'm going to be cutting out, but we're on like an hour 40 right now.
I think it's only a little bit.
All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, guys, this has been Suburb Talks. I'm your host, Nick Rajeda.
I'm Cynthia Choi.
I'm Maru Lee.
I'm Sage.
And remember, figure out your love languages. Remember to try PDA, especially if you're in high school and you're in the hallway.
Okay. Maybe not like that, but just try a little something.
Come be my little spoon.
Find a sneaky link that's also a platonic friend. Of course, guys. All right, guys. I will catch you guys later. Be safe. Take care. And remember to use protection, ladies and gentlemen.
And get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Oh, it's true.
Don't get Johnson.
These two bugs both got it.
I made it though. I'm alive.
I'm living.
Oh, you made it. Right when we were cutting it. That's how it is, baby. Damn, you want anything? You want to say anything to the people?
Cameras off, going on.
You want to say anything to the people?
Oh, we come to life.